Good evening. My name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your opinion. To begin, are you a registered voter in Ohio?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
I'm not able to answer these questions today. Thank you.
At what time can we call you back then?
What's this for?
This is about laws regarding firearm and security storage.
Oh. Okay. Can you repeat the question then?
Yes. Do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, a firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar means, for example, a safe, container, case, or lockbox, or also made temporarily inoperable by tamper-resistant locking device, such as a cable lock or a trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Knowing this, would you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
Yeah.
Support or oppose?
I would support
Thank
more
you.
Regulation.
Thank you. Now, would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a locked safe?
I don't know how to answer that.
Okay. What about, would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a locked container or a case?
Yeah.
Support or oppose?
Yes.
Which one?
Support.
Okay, thank you. What about a lockbox or other device that is designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm?
Yes, support.
Thank you. And now, would you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock?
Support.
A combination lock?
Support.
A biometric identifier, such as a fingerprint?
Yeah, sure. Support.
Thank you. Now, if a firearm is in a storage device, such as a locked safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded?
I don't think so. I don't know how to answer that.
We just want to know if do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded?
It should not require to be unloaded. Okay. If it's in a secure area.
Thank you. The next question is, if a firearm is not in a locked safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Do you think, yes, it is secure, or no, it is not secure?
It's probably secure.
Thank you. Now, if a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that requires that gun to be stored securely?
It should always be secure.
So would you support or oppose it? The law that requires that gun to be stored securely?
Support.
Thank you. And before we continue, I just want to take a few seconds to thank you for your time, but we still have a few more questions to go, but I promise we're almost there. And now, searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making it clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant?
I don't know.
Okay. We can move on. Would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it?
What was the support or oppose question there?
Yes. Would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it?
I don't know. The minor should never have it, so.
So would you support or oppose?
I don't know.
Okay. That's fine. Now, prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except from when hunting, for when hunting under the supervision of an adult?
Yes.
A support or oppose?
Support.
Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public?
I don't know about being available to the public, but it certainly should be documented.
So in this case, would you support or oppose that law?
I guess support.
Thank you. Now, the next few questions are just for statistical purposes only. In terms of your personal political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
I guess mostly Democrat.
What is your age? Are you between 18 and 34, 35 and 49, 50 and 64?
35 and 49.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? Are you white or Anglo, black or African American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or other?
White.
Regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male or female?
Male.
And that was the last question. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.